This is Storyville, true stories about New Orleans by students in the creative writing workshop at the University of New Orleans. In today's story, a young reporter gets handed a lot more than he bargained for. Here's 30, written and read by Dan Lawton.
I take a job during the summer as a weekend crime reporter. The first morning, I bend my ear over the police radio. I'm listening for a 30, the code for homicide, but the numbers jumble together in a messy soup of cop lingo. I have a list of police stations and call them and ask if anything is happening. No, we're quiet, the dispatchers say. By the afternoon, the routine has become a bore. I drift in and out of conversations about stolen Xboxes and domestic disputes. At dusk, I pull out my list and dial again. Command desk, the policewoman says on the other end. Y'all have anything major working this evening? I ask. She pauses. My hands go cold. I scoop up notepads and pens by the dozen. I forget my keys until I'm at the car door. I'm headed to the 7th Ward, so I take the interstate. It's elevated, and as I weave through traffic, the city unfolds like a pocket map. I speed past the burnt orange rooftops of the nearby Iberville housing project. In the distance, the French Quarter looms, and behind it, ships float down the Mississippi. Claiborne Avenue is my exit. My shocks tremble as I clunk into the neighborhood. I see the bright yellow police tape in the distance. The final burning fragments of the red sun are seconds from being snuffed out behind the shotgun-style houses. I park, grab the notebook, and go. The block is heavy with muffled voices and folks sitting on the stoop swigging from brown bag beers. I couldn't feel more self-conscious. A floppy-haired white boy striding up to a murder scene dressed like he's about to take communion. And they've illuminated the street with a spotlight that makes it look like a theater stage. Plainclothes detectives scurry while a wall of officers man the outer ring. There's a 20-something girl in light green shorts and a halter top crying softly. I wait until I know I can't wait any longer, and then I tap her on the shoulder. It's hard to ask somebody a question when they're zipping their loved one in a body bag, another reporter had told me. Yet once we get started, the conversation flows. He was a DJ. His name was DJ St. Bernard, she says, choking back tears. He was 21. He released his first CD yesterday. We talk about where he went to school, what kind of person he was, how his stepfather and stepbrother were gunned down in Gertown 3 months ago. She seems oddly composed. The tears have even stopped falling from her heavy brown eyes. Then she freezes. They're moving the body bag, and he's in it. You can see the bulge. She moans, deep and guttural, and her grandmother does the same. I take 2 steps back and watch the tears gush and her body convulse and sway. Walking away is like walking out of a forest fire. Each step brings a scrap of relief. At the end of the block, I catch my silhouette on the walls of a convenience store and shudder with fear before I realize it's my own. A pigeon, favoring a broken wing, waddles around the corner, followed by a huge Siamese cat. He bats at the bird casually with his paw. Now he's just gonna take his time before he pounces.
Dan Lawton is a New Orleans native. He works as a reporter for the New Orleans Advocate, and his writing has appeared in the Christian Science Monitor, the Times-Picayune, and the Oregonian. Storyville's opening theme is composed and played by Irvin Mayfield. This is a production of WWNO in New Orleans. I'm Richard Goodman.